Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
How you doing on your birthday, dear?
I'm good. Kick up here on the couch.
Are you just chilling? You just chilling right now?
I'm just chilling.
All right. I called to tell you I love you, Mama, and I hope you have many, many, many more birthdays.
I'm looking forward to it. I tell you about you, I didn't know you was in Cody. You said you was in Cody. Cody for what?
Oh, no, no, no. I was the representing official. I wasn't.
Oh, you had a what are you up to now?
Yeah, I'm, hold on. Hey, good evening, everybody. This is Ken Hodge. Go what you said. Podcast Radio. See, that's what happens when you get a little free time. Hey, I'm coming at you tonight with the attic. Again, this is when me and all my brothers and my sisters, we get together. And I just gave you a little different intro tonight. But, hey, this is what you would have gotten. I had different music anyway. But check out what your intro would have been. Yeah, that's what it would have been. See? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what it was going to be. Family, that's what we are. Head up. Hey. Okay, now that we got all that out the way, I guess you see what kind of evening it can be on some evening. Hey, Brother Messenger, you with us tonight?
Yes, I am. Bless you, my brother.
Hey, brother, baby boy, you with us tonight?
I'm here.
All right, you real loud. I like that. baby sis, baby girl, you with us tonight?
I'm here, bro.
All right. Well, hey, the family's here. The show is here. Well, let's get it started. Well, I'm going to start off with a little bit of sad. Yeah, I guess you might want to classify this as sad, misinformed, or but you know, I seen this video on Facebook throughout the week, because I'm from Paterson, New Jersey. I represent proudly. I have no desire to live there anymore, but I loved it when I was there. Just, you know, get that out the way. But I seen this video of this young girl jumping off a bridge. And when you look at the video, you see this chick climbing up the side of a bridge, and you hear people on the side just laughing and bugging out. And if you don't pay attention to it, it makes it look like they were laughing and cheering her on. But the end result was, when she got to the top of that bridge, she jumped. And you could see everybody saying, oh, shit, that wasn't part of the cheering. That ain't what we was cheering for. But when you look at that on social media in its entirety, that definitely looks like the brothers and sisters out of Paterson were standing out there clapping and cheering this lady on to jump off the bridge. And as a person from Paterson, we better than that. We better than that. And that's not what you saw. So did anybody else see that on Facebook this week?
Yeah, I saw it.
I did not.
Okay. What'd you think about that, baby boy?
I thought it was sad because, you know, when people be seeing things, first thing they do, they're very quick to start videotaping it to make a joke out of it. And
yeah.
Like they say, a picture's worth a thousand words. You really don't know the scenario or what caused that girl to do that. You know, you can speculate and say, oh, she high, she on drugs, but you never know what that person, you know, what made that person do that. It's kind of like if you see two girls on the ground, you know, roll around, their shirt, you know, is pulled up, their titties are showing. It is what it is. It's a titty fight. You follow me? It's a titty fight. You know, I can get with that. But when you see somebody acting like that, 9 times out of 10, yeah, it ain't always drugs. That person can have a mental problem. You know, that person could be going through something and want to end it.
Yeah, that was just
and,
sad,
know,
but, man.
By the time the cops got there, she was already up at the top. So it was nothing that they could do.
Okay, I didn't even see
wasn't, they wasn't about to go up there and try and, you know, and get her.
No, I mean, she didn't stay up there long either. From the time, the video I see,
from the
time she got to the top,
trick.
Yeah, it was about 10, 15 seconds. She just ran over to the side and just jumped. But it was like,
no one tried to talk her down?
Because I think the crowd,
just sitting there
because she was high, tripping. You know, she's going to go to the top, maybe do a backflip, and then bring her ass down. You know what I'm saying? I mean, slide down, not jump down the way she did. Because when she jumped off that bridge, you just heard, oh, shit, she jumped. Because you could tell that, I mean, you know, it was down there on, in fact, Brother Messenger.
Lafayette Street.
Yeah, Lafayette Bridge. Where was our first paper route at? Right at Five Corners.
Right there, Five Corners.
Yeah, me, you, and the bishop.
Yeah.
We had to go. Bishop Porter was out there breaking us in on our paper route. So I looked at it.
Right.
Yeah. So did you see that on YouTube?
No, I didn't see it.
Yeah, I didn't see it either. I mean, I heard about it, but I didn't see it.
It was. It was just some real sad shit to have broadcast on the air like that. And as Baby Boy was saying, with the advent of videos and camera phones and all the rest of that shit, you know, ain't no telling what you might see on TV now. You know, because, again, these telephones are so high tech that my president can't keep his ass he can't keep his ass at the desk reading and trying to write good laws because he'd be too busy on Twitter and shit. But wait a minute. I'm sorry. I try not to mess with him, man. But is everybody aware of somebody sent the president an email and must have told him, yo, dude, you know you got this special power, right? You know you can let niggas walk for shit they already did. I mean, that was like Donald Trump was like, nah, are you really serious? Like, yeah, dude, all you got to do is say, poof, they let him go. If they got charges, poof, it'll be gone. And I can see Donald Trump saying, come on, stop bullshitting me, guy. All right, you know what? I'm going to try this shit. And he went into some pardon frenzies, man, that, wow. I'm saying, wow. He just started. And again, now here go the game, though. The game is, because you know how he loved Fox and Fox loved him. You go on Fox, you petition him for a pardon, and he'll throw you one. Because he was with the Kardashian lady the other day, and, you know, she, hey, yo, won't you let so-and-so roll? And he was like, okay. Yo, so what do you think about the president's use of the pardon authority or power that he has?
See, to me, that's just a smokescreen. Because he's doing that now, because down the road, when he's going to start pardoning himself, his lawyer, that's why he's doing this now, to get you used to it. So by the time he gets to that, you know what I'm saying? It'd be like every other thing. You're immune to it.
But that's just what's going to happen. You know, Baby Boy, sometimes I'm glad you zoom in from outer space right on time, man. But but that's just what the hell going to happen. And you're right. He going to do that shit with such lackadaisical type air about doing it that when he start pardoning all them jokers that's hooked up in that Russia probe, oh, yeah. And again, you got to watch this. You got to admit, though, if you're a crooked ass politician, it ain't a bad place to be on Trump team right now, man. Because
here's the thing, though.
It ain't a bad place to be, man. He's going to take care of you. And now that he found out about this pardoning power, he pardoning motherfuckers just like he just found out about this shit yesterday. And he don't believe it worked. Martha Stewart, okay, let's go get her.
But if I'm not mistaken, this latest person that he pardoned, what is it, D'Souza? I believe that's how you pronounce the gentleman's name, D'Souza. That was that campaign financer.
Oh, yeah.
That guy, he didn't even from my understanding, he wasn't even eligible. He didn't even apply for a parole, I mean, to be pardoned or anything like that. And he still pardoned him.
He said, watch this, because he knows somebody who knows somebody. He knows somebody who knows somebody. Hey, listen, they were talking to Ted Cruz, and they asked Ted Cruz about this.
You know, this is Ted Cruz we're talking about here. He's asked explicitly whether the president could pardon himself, and I just have to play you the exchange, David.
Senator, the president says he can pardon himself. Would you agree with that?
That is not a constitutional issue I've studied, so I will withhold judgment.
Yo, they asked Ted Cruz that question, that long pause. That was not an audio problem. It took him almost 18 to 20 seconds to answer that question. Ted Cruz said, look, I tried fucking with that man before on different levels, and it has never come out good for me. So you know what? I would choose my words real careful right now. Bitch. Bitch. He said, I ain't fucking with Donald Trump no more. Never. I don't care what it is. I get the car. I carry the bags. I'm not messing with that man anymore. Oh, man. But
the thing with that is, because the Senate and congressmen, they ain't doing nothing to stop him. They could. If Obama was doing what he was doing, they would have been just started impeachment processes a long time ago.
But watch this, man.
And he knows that. That's why he knows he can do anything he wants.
The only thing I'm saying about that wild, crazy shit that he doing and getting away with it, you just wait till little pistol starter become president. Huh? Watch this. You had the nice black president with Obama. But that next president, you going to hear shit like, okay, nigga here now. Y'all want a nigga? A nigga here. Yeah, I'm calling up my boys. I'm putting all of them in charge of key departmental functions. You watch. That's Donald Trump showed everybody that if you just want to be crooked, again, there ain't a, but not crooked, you just want to be a boss. There ain't a whole lot of the Constitution going to stop what you're doing. It don't matter if these people are qualified or not. If you like them, put them there. Huh? He went by, again, but you know what I did see the other day? And I was actually going to think this was going to be a topic for a show. This nigga, pardon, what's that black boxer name that's did? Jack Johnson?
He
pardoned Jack Johnson. What's the sense in wasting a presidential pardon on a nigga that's dead already? What's the benefit of that? At this point, you're not going to go back and spend money to build him back up in society. His name back up.
He didn't know he was dead.
Yes, he did. Stop playing.
he didn't know Wetchkin was dead. Frederick Douglass. Yeah, he didn't know. He didn't know Frederick Douglass.
Look at him, man. If our president still thought Frederick Douglass was walking his ass. You gotta love this kid, man. Well, hold on, I got another little clip to play about his little pardon.
He was convicted for contempt of court for ignoring a judge's order to stop detaining people he suspected of being undocumented.
This is about his boy, Amparo.
He preyed on the sheriff as if he had not broken a federal law.
President Trump pardoned Arpaio last year before Arpaio was sentenced. And tonight, a key question is being raised. Could Trump pardon his way out of the Mueller investigation? The New York Times recently reported that Trump's White House attorneys last year approached lawyers for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort with the idea that Trump might pardon both of them. That was while Robert Mueller was building cases against both men. White House lawyers denied making those overtures. Manafort's since been indicted for financial crimes and pleaded not guilty. How could a Manafort pardon help Trump in the Mueller probe?
Pardoning Manafort would make sure that Manafort would not need to cooperate with Mueller to stay out of federal prison.
Flynn has pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI and cooperated with prosecutors.
Yeah, sorry for that long clip, but I just wanted you to hear again, and just like you hit the nail right on the head, baby, bro. He's doing this little shit right now just so that he can desensitize the public to him throwing his pardoning power around. But trust me, everybody, not some people, everybody who got dirt on them as a result of helping him or who's in a position to help him, gonna pardon him. And at some point, Congress gonna be like, all right, look, nigga, hold up. We never had to put no number on this shit. Is there so many pardons he have, or he got an unlimited?
I think it's unlimited.
No, unlimited.
Wow.
So he's up. He's up to what, five? He's up to five or six so far.
Yeah, but that's nothing. Obama pardoned like 1,900 people over his what's called. So that's really nothing. It's just the ones that he's pardoning.
Yeah, but you know, again, and like I said, Trump said, hey, he pardoned who he want to pardon. He said, look, I didn't ask for this shit. That came with the job, and you gave me the job. So how about you leave me alone right now? Let me find some more people to let out of jail.
He's considering pardoning Martha Stewart as well, right?
He already tossed that name out there.
He already did.
Yeah, Martha Stewart done already.
What about that governor, the one that was going to sell Obama's Senate seat?
Those are the ones he's thinking about. He did that black lady. I thought he was considering them. Yeah, now she
out.
For that federal drug crime, right?
Yeah, he pardoned her.
Yeah. Now again, you know, like I said, he's gonna do a few black people in there, you know, because he got Jack Johnson. You know what I'm saying?
Here's the funny thing. Kim Kardashian, the lady was black, and she was a drug dealer, and he's pardoning her, but he got old Jeffrey Beauregard going out, rounding up a whole new set of people. So you let one out for the same reason you got Jeff going out and getting everybody else.
He don't understand nothing. He like a little kid, and somebody need to put his ass to sleep, man. I'm going to give him another job. Let him be a billionaire, you know, who could say, I used to be the president, man. That would be like super for him.
I think what's going to happen is Mueller is really waiting to see what happens in November before he really start to bring any kind of charges.
But you know what?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It don't matter what Mueller do now, because listen to me, man. If you in Donald Trump camp and you get popped on this Russia shit, you already know you probably gonna spend about maybe a year, not even that long, and your boy coming to get you, man.
Well, that's what I'm saying. In November, if the Democrats take control, they gonna get him out of there before Mueller start dropping the bomb on everybody. That's what's gonna happen.
Okay.
That's why Mueller's gonna wait, I believe.
But next week, sometime mid June or something, aren't they supposed to be reviewing like three million documents and electronic files from Cohen?
Well, that's something totally different from Mueller. That's something totally different.
Right, I understand that, but I'm saying I think that has a lot to do with a lot of this pardoning, because if anything comes out of that, which I'm sure it will, that's going to show where Cohen was definitely doing something illegal, and it'll also tie in to Trump as well. I'm sure that's all going to reveal a lot because that's a ton of different documents that's going to be reviewed that Cohen had.
But right, then they got to let you in New York.
That, I think that's what's bringing on all of this pardoning stuff. A lot of that's
right.
all tied in together.
The people that got him in New York, Trump can't do nothing with him because that's state. Trump can't pardon him for state. So
that's
so
why that's
it's
why
only
I think,
federal that he could pardon him.
That's why I think what Mueller is
so,
finding.
So hold on one,
so
hold on one second. So
the,
hold
the
on
state.
One second. One second, baby boy. Hold on one second. So for argument's sake, if anything comes out of this, which it's a pretty good chance it will, these documents that the prosecutors are going to be reviewing and by next week, okay? So if anything comes out of that and that's incriminating against Cohen or Trump at that point, and they can prosecute at the state level, correct?
Yeah, they can prosecute Cohen at the state level, not Trump. Well, the stuff that they have on Trump, they could get him, but they can't get him while he in office. And watch this. I'm sorry, baby boy.
And
what
he
was you
can't
say
pardon, but he can't pardon Cohen for that either, correct? At the state level,
not,
he couldn't pardon
not,
him.
Not at the state level, right? Not at the state level.
So, okay.
So the game,
anything
the game
federal
now becomes. The game now becomes: if you are getting ready to get charged with anything, you push for federal charges. Because you know what I'm saying? Because I mean, there's some things you can't get up to, but I'm sure you can get federal charges based on the fact that knowing he's gonna let you out, man.
No, no, no. See, that's the thing. They going for federal and state. So if he pardon you on that federal, taking the state and come back and get you for them state charges, he can't do
okay.
nothing about that.
All right. All right.
Yeah,
okay, so then Manafort
federal.
Just got some charges against him because he was witness tampering. That's also at a state level, then, correct?
No, that's federal. That's all federal with Manafort.
Okay, so then that he can pardon.
Right, he can pardon Manafort, right.
Okay.
Well, as I got this article that says many of the crimes that the president appears keen on pardoning are those that are referred to by prosecutors or others as so-called process crimes. The
right.
Family of
crimes. Yeah, and that's what. Yeah, and what he's talking about is like the Martha Stewarts and the Libbys and all that. They think the government did them wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, right. So Trump thinks that the government did them wrong. And so since the government did them wrong, he letting them all go. Now, mind you, it's his
so
government.
So they're nonviolent crimes? They're just is that what you're saying? They're nonviolent?
Yeah, white collar.
In a sense?
White collar crimes.
They're white collar crimes.
Right.
Yeah.
Nonviolent. So they're like, okay.
Right, right.
But nonetheless, he letting them walk. Again, he doing that because he's setting up so everybody, now that he starting to pardon everybody, his crew, I know they taking a deep breath right now, like, whew, I know what the fuck he was going to do, man. But I'm glad he figured this shit out. You know what I'm saying? Because he told me that he knew what I was doing. He knew me and Gladimer was having conversation.
Well, and that's another thing, too, where you can send a message to somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really ain't got to cooperate, and no matter what they do to you, I'm going to come behind them, and I'm going to pardon you.
That's what I'm saying. That's like, you know, that's like,
well,
you know, shit, that's like your big brother is the Don of all mafias. Nigga, you do whatever you want to do because ain't nobody bothering you, man. If you get caught doing it, okay, we're going to get that off. We're going to make
Reagan,
sure you don't.
Didn't Reagan do that with Oliver North? He took the fall and they came back. He came back a couple of months later and pardoned him.
I believe so.
And this is why, as I said to you before, I really do believe that that they're going to wait. They're going to wait until to see what if the Democrats don't take control of the Senate and the House, then all of this is for naught. But if the Democrats are able to get control of the House and Senate, then that's when Mueller going to start dropping charges, not only on Manafort and all them, but Don Jr., Ivanka, all of them, because all of them dirty. He just can't do nothing right now.
Well, I said, as soon as he do something to him, now, again, I said, I don't care what you say or how you slice that pie. it's a good ass feeling to know that when they roll up on me and they're going to arrest me and they're going to book me, but as soon as my man find out, I'm going home. That's just a comfortable feeling, man.
But that's a comfortable feeling. But if they impeach him, all of that stuff is over.
Watch
you
this.
Can't pardon nobody.
Watch it. When they start the impeachment process, if the people look like it's going to be good, he gonna hook up who? Watch this. He talking about pardoning himself before he's even acquitted or convicted of anything. That's
accused.
How this joke is playing. No, not accused. he pardoned himself. Watch this. Just in case something happened, I got to get out of jail free card. Boom, I'm going to drop that right now. That's
well, he already know he's guilty. That's why he's telling you that.
Well, if not
it's
him,
exactly
Pence going to do
saying.
It. If not
well,
him,
again,
Pence going to do it.
And then, and again, I'm sure that that's part of the deal for Pence to be vice president. But right now, you just shut up. Don't have a whole lot to say. Keep, you know what I'm saying? But just understand, here go the deal of all deals. When they catch up to my ass, they're going to catch up to me. American people kind of slow, but they're going to catch up to me. And when they do, I'm going to be arrested fully well knowing before I hit the precinct, you better make that phone call and say, I don't care what he did, I pardon him. No, don't even try him and book him. I pardon this man already. So he already set doing that. So now they kick him out of being the president. Go ahead.
All right, but they got some state charges they can put on him too, you know.
Listen, man.
Now,
watch this. Now, this is where I might to the wrong person, I might sound like a Trump supporter, but I'm not a supporter of that racist person except for as him being my commander in chief. But listen, they elected him, man. They gave him all his power to do whatever he so pleases with. He's just chosen to do some bold, different type shit. So,
they gave Golden State a lot of power too.
Who? Yeah,
State,
I couldn't even watch that no more, man. You had to do that? You had
it's
to do
over.
That right there? Look at
yeah, I'm doing breaking news.
2 minutes instant. Watch this. 2 minutes. See, I'm about to cut their mics off, baby sister. This is going to be me and you from here on out. I don't play that talk about the Kang shit, man. All right?
Yeah,
I saw the way he slid that in there.
I wasn't right.
Watch this. 2 minutes in, after the second half, 2 minutes into the third quarter, I knew I could go to cut that TV off, man. It ain't just, you know, it's just unfair, I think, man, that anybody should have to play them goddamn Warriors, man, because that shit ain't fair, man. Watch this. What kind of goddamn team is it, man, that could lose two players and still beat 90% of, I mean, you know, two of their stars? Can lose two of them, not one.
Warriors. Come
back in the
players.
Day, you'd be like, damn, I hope Curry get tired. But shit, you got Chef Curry. You got Durant. Durant don't ever get tired, man. That long nigga just be going up and down that court. I just think that's unfair. The NBA should break that shit up, man.
Houston gave them a run for their money.
I know. I was just being a bitch. That's all. I'm just being lying.
Oh, yeah.
Have your moment, man.
They just a better, stronger team, but I don't care what nobody say. I give all the credit for the base and the fabric of the Golden State Warriors to my man, point guard for the New York Knickerbockers, Reverend Mark Jackson. Yeah, I say I give all that credit to Reverend Mark Jackson, because to me, he the one that got that thing together, man. And then they fired him before he got to enjoy it.
Yeah, that's
because
he's
going to
take over.
Yeah, but watch this, though. I kept saying his name because it was supposed to be like, yeah, I give all that credit to my man, Reverend Mark Jackson. But I couldn't find the hand.
Nice.
Not being a racist, but sounding like a racist from time to time.
Right.
Every time a black man creates something, the white man come in and take it away.
Preach, bro.
And I like to say to all my Cleveland fans, my friend was saying, if you look at Draymond Green, don't look like his breath stink.
See, all right, that, as long as you all right. As long as you ain't going in on LeBron, man, that's all. Unless you say somewhere in there, it's the greatest.
No. I'm just trying to give y'all hope because it ain't nothing.
Well, you know what? I would really like to say, man, in all honesty, that I'm glad that I'm glad that LeBron James ain't Mexican, because Trump would have been sent his ass back.
For sure.
A lot of them would be glad they ain't part Spanish.
Man, listen,
if the Spanish side would have got sent back.
That nigga, I don't know. Some Mexicans must have did some foul shit to Donald Trump at some point in his life, because he'd be hard on the Mexicans, man.
he came in and tapped into that resource like Hitler did. But did you?
No, man.
He came in and he played that card.
But I'm saying,
but
man,
mind
you,
most of his workers are what? Mexican.
Mexican. I just don't get this whole thing, man, with immigration in the United States, man. If we have a nation, our nation is the nickname for the nation, or one of the nicknames, is the melting pot of America. We're known as the melting pot. We got our structure, our fabric, our everything from people from all over the world coming here, you know what I'm saying? So now all of a sudden, you just want to lock it. I mean, so do you really just want to be all white? Is that what you really want? And if so, I don't know about most, man. But again, why can't you just like maybe take the East Coast and let us have the West Coast? You ain't got to have all the shit. If you want to be totally separated, again, as a white race, I'm pretty sure you take a coast and let us have a coast. And if that's what you want, we can work something out like that. But I just
that's
know
not really what they want.
I know that's not,
that's
what
not
want.
Really what they want. Yeah, they just want to be in control. And what's happening is right now the minorities are starting to be the majority, and that's what's scaring the shit out of them. The
so
fact
that's
that
what,
they,
that's
they,
what,
they losing their control.
Yeah. Damn. But by the, I mean, I don't understand. I guess, you know, if I had all the control they had, I could understand better why they so damn possessive about making sure they don't share that shit. But, you know, for the longest time, well, I said, everybody could get something in America but the black man. Now too much of them is going out. So again, so the Mexicans are like the new niggas, man. So they willing to get.
We ain't got enough. Yeah, we ain't got enough jails. We done locked up all the black people. These Mexicans and stuff coming in here now. We got to get them out of here. We ain't got enough jails. The jails was built for the black people, not for the Mexicans.
And they multiply.
So we
got to
get. Right, yeah, we got to get them out of here. So we got to get, so that we can continue to lock up the black people. Black people by themselves, we can deal with them.
Well, again, they could, what's this? I don't know if they could deal with these new niggas, man. Because I'm serious. I mean, what's this? The new niggas is a little different type of nigga, man. The new niggas is a stronger nigga, man. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, man.
All right, these Kanye. Niggas, I hear you, Kanye.
Watch this. And the new niggas, I hate to say this, are real white too. Don't be confused by the term. We got some real white Caucasian niggas, man. So when they come at the niggas this time, man, they coming at a vastly different race of people. They coming for those who have the melanin in their skin. But in the process, they going to be surprised, man. I didn't mean to take that back to the motherland like that. But we wanted to talk about his immigration policy, how states do the immigration. And again, I'm sorry, man. I think that the process is so complex just to become a damn citizen, man. But number one, there should be some damn shortcuts in this process that says if you bring your ass over here and you, again, English now being the official language, yeah, you have to learn English. I'm sorry. I invite you to everything, but all these 9 and 10 different language for signs and all that shit, not going to do that. No. You come over here, learn English, and fit into our culture. You can bring your own culture with you, But, you know, you fit into what our establishment is because you are coming to America. But our establishment is equal for everybody, though. You ain't got not a white establishment, just the establishment of America. You fit into that, and you should be able to be a citizen, man. All this, you got to take a test. You got to answer questions and shit on the Constitution. And that raggedy motherfucker that, excuse me, you, the Constitution, that piece of paper that don't mean shit to nobody, man. But you got to take a test on it. So you got to prove to me that you down with the bullshit that you probably wasn't even thought of when they wrote that shit either. But you down with that now.
Did anybody notice yesterday when he had the Pledge of Allegiance Day instead of having the Eagles there that he didn't even know it? Do anybody recall last week I said he don't even know it?
Yeah.
Say that again. What happened now?
The flag. The Eagles. All of the members of the Eagles wasn't gonna come, and so he didn't want a small crowd, so he canceled them all together. So he just had a bunch of military people out there saluting the flag. And as he was saluting the flag, he didn't even know the Pledge of Allegiance.
They were saying the words, and he didn't know the words.
Wait a minute. Watch this. That's because that motherfucker probably.
Unbelievable.
That's probably because he wanted to say another pledge, and they got crossed up.
Is that what it was? Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
Or, most importantly, ain't nobody write it and give it to him. Yeah, read them.
If they wanted him to read it, they had to write some other shit, because no matter what they write, that nigga be the hell to throw that shit out. Let me go off the top for a minute. They be like, no, Mr. President, no.
He knows when to turn it on and turn it off. Yeah. He know when they write something, you need to read.
Yeah.
Don't go from script. This is what you need to read.
So let me get this straight. You're so the flag means so much to you, and making sure people don't kneel and all of this, but you don't even know the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yep.
Is that correct? Is that what y'all saying?
Yes,
that's what they're saying. I refuse to believe it. I think that somebody must have changed the words to the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm just saying. Yeah, I think that
somebody
must change the words, and they ain't tell him that they were doing the different version. Yeah, because that man got to know the old version.
The main thing is, what people forget is, he came in and he hijacked that. He hijacked that whole Colin Kaepernick thing. And he made it about not standing for the flag salute.
Watch this. We in the attic. We started off talking about immigration. Now, watch this. If we want to be consistent, if we're going to stay with a lot of immigration, then we should go to baseball. But it's just funny that the emphasis that they put on that damn flag, that's just crazy, man. I'm sorry. Don't get me wrong. It could be a nice symbol, and it could stand for a lot of things. It don't. When they see that red, white, and blue, all the niggas see is white and red, our red. Red being the new black. That's what they say.
Well, red meaning that Confederate flag. Remember how they felt about that?
Yeah. Well,
Confederate
flag, U.S. flag. And again, I think Minister Farrakhan had a little speech on it. And he said, if you really, really, really want to break it down, we've had more atrocities towards us as a people under the flag we have now than we've ever had under the Confederate flag. Confederate flag just stated what it was outright. This U.S. flag, you know, you can fight for it, you can die for it, but remember, I don't care, black man, just remember this. I wasn't talking about you when I said that shit about all men are created equal. You a little different, all right? Go on over there
and correct me if I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think I'm wrong, so I don't think you have to correct me. When you fight a war and you lose, that mean all that shit that you glorified, don't that get taken down? Like, remember when they had statues of Hitler and they took all that shit down, Saddam Hussein? Remember when the war was over with and they pulled that big statue of Saddam Hussein down? How do they still get the flag, the Confederate flag?
Because you
got
to remember.
And everybody was all right with that.
Because, again, we won, we fought, we didn't really want to take all that because there were some folks up north that had a little bit of that in them too now.
Oh, I know that,
and, yeah, we free, you know, we allegedly freed the slaves, so now we equal out employment or economic opportunities, but y'all ain't got to take all the statues down because we like to come down here and visit, and we like to look and remember. Yeah. That's what's the... I mean, I know we went drag on course, but that was America's problem with apartheid. Them, these niggas said, wait a minute, hold on. Y'all still got niggas? So hold up. We gonna act like we against that shit. But hey, man, J.W. Botha, remember Botha? Yeah, right on, brother. Because you doing what we want to do, but we fucked around and had a weak moment and let they ass go. Yeah. But you know, again, after we got off subject, we're going to slide right back around to immigration. But, again, they got, like, different levels of immigration, man. Did you know you can have – there's a family-based immigration? Family unification is an important principle governing immigration policy. The family-based immigration categories allow U.S. citizens and LPRs to bring certain family members to the United States. Family-based immigrations are admitted either as immediate relatives or U.S. citizens or through the family preference system. Now, again, certain people after so many years can actually bring a family base over here. And, again, I'm
right,
sorry.
He's trying to stop that. He call it chain migration.
Exactly.
Chain
but it ain't like he say it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It ain't like he says it is, you know. But again,
he just make a phone call and everybody here.
Everybody come, yeah. And again, they got different categories to that shit. You know, they got preference allocations, categories 1 to 4. You know, they got U.S. sponsor, relationship, and they got a limit on how
isn't
many
that,
you can
Isn't that DACA? Isn't that DACA, whatever they call that?
No, the DACA, that's a work program on a visa that, if I'm not mistaken... Yeah, that's that shit that you do, and at the end of it, you still don't have a job. They allow you to come over here to work.
No,
but he's stopping that too, right?
Hold on.
DACA was about all of those, like all of the immigration, the immigrants that snuck over, and when they snuck over, they had kids. And see, once you, if you're born here, you are official. What happened was they came over here when they were like 1 or 2 years old or something like that, and so they don't know anything but this country, and so they created the DACA program. I forgot what that stands for, but that's something that Obama created because they were trying to deport them, and Obama created this, and they don't even that DACA.
Yeah.
But they've got such a stringent.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
They can't have no records whatsoever. They gotta be, you know, really good in school, or they gotta serve in the military. These things they gotta do, and they gotta keep this up. One arrest, and they're no longer eligible for DACA.
Well, now by definition, only because we have. The ability to have mass media. What is DACA? The policy introduced in 2012 protects so-called dreamers or immigrants who have been qualified for protection under the Development Relief and Education for Alien Minor Act. Damn, a dream is a,
right.
is a dreamers. A bipartisan bill introduced in the Senate in 2001 with the intent of carving out a path to society for undocumented immigrants who have come into the U.S. before turning 16. And they got criteria for that shit.
Right, that's what I just said.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to stop that as well, correct?
Right, uh-huh.
Yeah, but, you know, again, so you come into this country now, and they deported a man who had been here all his life but never was legal. And they talk about they sent him back home. Everybody says, you American, you're born here, you grew up here, you went to the service here. Come on, man. That's not true.
Right.
That ain't true.
Yeah,
and
right.
if you here And again, if you came here with your parents, or if you were born, now if your parents come here and you born in the U.S., that makes you a citizen, right?
Right. Uh huh.
But your parents ain't
supposed to.
So,
right.
Yeah. So you can stay, nigga, but your mama gotta go. You be like, nah,
pretty
I don't
much.
See.
And that,
yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much. That's what they've been doing. Yeah. That's what they're saying.
Well, and that's what that's what they're doing right now. If you come now across that border. The first thing old Jeffrey Beauregard is doing is taking your kids from you. They done lost about 1,500 kids. They don't know where they at.
Right.
That's what they're
going to be separated from their parents. Yeah, they've been separated right at the border, right?
That's because they should let them kids interact with their mama and let all of them come on over here, man. I'm a firm believer in, man. You come over, because again, and when they come over here, again, you know, they could probably they stay about 25 to an apartment, so they're not taking up a whole lot of real estate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
they know how to make good use. Look, they know how to make good use out of some space.
Yeah, they do. Again, because you got to remember, if they got 15 in a 2-bedroom apartment, their living conditions are still better than where they came from. And when that's when that's the reality of your life, hell yeah. That's why we look about, I ain't doing that kind of shitty job. Really? Them niggas be like, I tell you what, not only will I do that, but I work overtime also. Or I can get another job. So again, when their quality of life is so much better based on what we call shit jobs or whatever, because again, and I really just hate to keep bringing that example up, but we got some intelligent immigrants or that come here and help shape this nation. Everybody ain't produce pickers and shit.
It's called being productive.
Yeah. Well,
well
I know
this.
Let me ask you this. So what happens when you have those cases at the border and the parents are separated from the children because they can't provide the proper paperwork? What happens and the parents are sent back? And they're deported, and the parents are sent back. What are they doing with the children that are left behind?
If they have family,
are those the ones that are going
to
these facilities?
No, if they have family here, they try to locate the family, or else they just put them up for adoption and stuff like that.
Really? Even though they sent your parents back, they just don't send you back?
Right. No. It depends. You know what I mean? I guess if they know some. If some of their friends they know want some, you know, little cute Spanish babies and stuff like that, they put them up for adoption and foster home.
Wow.
I'm serious, yes. They said that there's 1,500 of them that they can't find, but really what it is some of the family members got them, and now when ICE call them to find out what's going on, they don't answer the phone.
Well, they're very good at that. Answering that phone, especially answering that door.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
that's crazy.
That door.
Yeah.
They just separating family.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
I know another group. Watch this. I know another group of people. They did that too. And it takes hundreds of years to recover from that kind of shit, man.
That's right. Yeah.
Tell me about it.
You know what I'm saying?
They
got the blueprint. They got the blueprint, nigga.
They got old Walmart buildings and stuff that closed down. They brought them, and now they got like cages up in them, and they got the kids stacked up in there.
So
down
they're
in
like
Texas,
detention centers,
right? But
they're
right. But when I say cages, I haven't seen it. From what I heard, I'm talking about dog cages.
Yeah.
Dog cages.
Yeah, that's how they keep them in control, right?
So they pretty much locked up.
The government is okay, and the government is okay with that.
Yeah,
the government is the one that's doing it. They're the one that's doing it.
I understand they're the ones that's doing it, but I'm saying they're okay with them doing this way. I mean, I understand that they're the ones that they implemented this because it's their policy, but they know these detention centers are being ran like that.
That's the border people, immigration.
Well, I mean, you know, you got the Democrats that's trying to find out what's going on. But once again, the Democrats have no power. And so since they have no power, nothing can be done about it until the Republicans decide that enough is enough. That's why I said I don't think Mullen's going to do anything until after the November elections if some Democrats can get some kind of power. Because as long as the Republicans, as long as Donald Trump is president, the Republicans are not going to go with him because they're afraid if they go with Donald Trump, those crazy people that follow Donald Trump is going to get mad at them and they're going to lose their job. So they refuse to go against him, even though they know three-fourths of the stuff that he's done already is wrong. But they will not go against. That's why Ted Cruz with that 18 seconds without saying anything.
Yeah, he definitely got them shook. He let them know that shit you've seen on The Apprentice, motherfucker, that wasn't no game. He said, you think this a game? This ain't no goddamn game. I'm for real. I got all the power, and anybody who try to challenge me, I will do you, man.
That's how that nigga be running, man. Shit.
Hey, real quick, did anybody hear anything about Roseanne adopting a black child?
That, see, now, you know what?
You gotta be kidding me.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
No,
man.
I didn't hear nothing about that. That's crazy.
What agency at this point right now? Again, maybe in the future. I mean, my thing is, when you start talking about black people, calling them fucking Nation of Islam mixed with an ape, why would you want a black child?
Well, I'm thinking for an image. For an image. To make it seem like she's not a racist.
Now I gotta tell you, for real, if I run an adoption agency and Roseanne Barr came in and wanted to adopt one of my black kids, I would probably say, yeah, she probably gonna be shitty to him, but he probably still gonna have a better life. She's still gonna buy him shit, man.
Plus, he can probably get the combination number.
The what?
Hey, but let's look at it this way. Let's look at it this way. If we just being really real, what she said was that really, really, really that bad?
Yeah,
it was offensive. I think so. Yes.
I
think it was that bad. I think it was. Yes.
Yeah. Well, she put the Nation of Islam mixed with an ape. Something about that ape mixture, man. That was just like hateful. It wasn't meant to be funny. Yes. It just meant to be like, fuck you. I don't like you people. I mean, that's what I've seen on it.
Oh.
You know, and her little bullshit, she did with the Star Spangled Banner grabbing her cocks and shit. I mean, you could tell she wanted that for laughs. That wasn't a fuck you America type shit. But what she said about that lady, man, that was fucked up, man.
Because they tried to compare with Bill Maher. They tried to compare what Bill Maher said about Trump and looking like an orangutan. And to me, that was something different. That was a different issue.
And you know what?
To me, I think that was something completely different, in my opinion.
But see, first of all, just like Bill Maher said, when you compare white people to monkeys, it's joking. When any time, motherfucker, you compare somebody black to a goddamn monkey, man, that's deep. That goes deep. That goes beyond. Well, I said, that's worse than calling somebody a nigga, actually. It's just something about that. Now, again, it's just something about that. You referencing me to a monkey shit. I'm a gorilla now. I got to
tell you. I guess because they've done that to us for so long.
Exactly.
So
that's hurtful.
Right. Okay.
Now, again,
All right.
If I make a joke and say a white person looks like a monkey or gorilla, it don't have that same sting. Now, you could say.
Right, and I only say that because a lot of times we say people look just like they dog.
Okay, but that's cool. She probably could have said that lady looks like a mixture of the Nation of Islam, fuck the lion. Okay, bad attempt at humor, but we get it. But when you put that motherfucker monkey in there, that meant humor out. Okay. Nigga, it was like, I just wanted to hurt you, motherfucker. I mean, that was what
right,
it felt like
you.
She was saying to the lady. I forgot the lady's name. What's the sister's name?
Valerie Jarrett.
Yeah, Val. My heart go out to you, Val. Val said, for what? I'm still paid, nigga.
That's what she said. She said, I'm going to be all right.
Yeah.
It's just for the rest of
me. That's a Bentley or two on tour because Roseanne was talking about my ass. So what y'all looked at as bad, my bank account says cha-ching.
Well, I mean, in the sense of she's not in the public eye, so she doesn't put herself out there like the way Roseanne or Trump does. So that's why I felt, you know, bad for her, because she's a no-nonsense, she's a business serious type of person. So she didn't ask for that. You know, it's not like she puts herself out there. So that's why
I don't give a shit what she do or how she, even Kanye ain't worthy to be compared to no ape. He's a silly motherfucker.
Oh, nobody is. Don't get me wrong. Nobody is. I'm just talking about in the sense of, you know, with Trump, with Bill Maher, them two, they got issues with one another. So that orangutan thing, that was something that was going back and forth with them, because Bill was comparing him to being human, because he was trying to say about Obama not being a citizen, and something about him with college. I forgot all the particulars with it, but that's what that was all about. That's why I said, to me, that was a different issue when they were trying to compare. Well, what about what Bill said? You know, that had different context to me.
Right. Yeah. Bill told him, since you want to see Obama's birth certificate, show me your birth certificate to prove that your mother wasn't a
You're human. No, he said, yeah, she said, prove to me that you're human. And that's what Bill was going. But him and Trump go back and forth like that. You know, and like I said, and Trump puts himself out there, you know, and so does Roseanne. But Valerie, you don't. You know, you was just you're not in the public eye. You're just an advisor to the president. You mind your business. You know, you're about your business. So you didn't ask for that. And again, nobody does. Nobody should be compared to a monkey or an ape.
Yeah. Not nobody black.
Yeah, so I agree. Not exactly nobody black. So she didn't, you know, so that he was just wrong. Roseanne was just wrong. She was just flat out wrong.
She knows she was wrong, but now she's going to do some more crazy shit so that we could think, oh, she just does a bunch of crazy shit. But no, that crossed the line. That was, she a habitual line crosser, line stepper. So she stepped across that line that time. And I'm glad that they responded immediately. But like I said, just like Charlamagne the God said, that don't hurt her. She still got paper. You know what I'm saying? She made that statement. They fired her, and that's good. But that his point that he was making when he said that was, if you poor, or if you live in paycheck to paycheck, you might want to say shit like that, but you can't. It's not that you shouldn't. You just can't afford to. Donald Trump can say all the racist shit he wants, because eventually, when they kick his ass out the White House, he's still set. And again, I don't care what they say or what they do. One thing Donald J. gonna always be able to say, and you know what that is: say what the fuck you want to say about me, but bitch, I am or I was the president of the United States. Now somebody top that. Hey, listen, crew, we got 2 minutes to go, and then we're gonna have to shut this podcast down. So we're gonna start with Baby Sis. Go ahead and say your goodnights.
Want to say good night, and just to kind of recap on what we talked about, just pretty much as far as with this pardoning, definitely president is abusing that power, and hopefully, you know, when Democrats take over back in November, that will all change. But, you know, again, that remains to be seen. In regards to this immigration, this policy, I'm totally against the way that's being handled, but like you said, it's just, you know, what we're dealing with in terms of the president. So all we can do is just kind of push policies and try to go against what he's doing and just hope that things can change.
All right, talk to me, baby, bro.
Hey, the cat's out of the bag. Ain't no going back. All you can do is prepare yourself for war.
Talk to me, brother messenger.
I just want to say that we got to hold on, and everybody got to make sure they do their part come November.
And all I got say is,
hey, we got Sister Carmen on the line.
We do? Oh, I don't know. Hey, Sister Carmen, how you doing?
Hello, everyone.
Okay.
Hey,
you been on for a while?
Sister Carmen, how are you? Yes.
I'm so sick.
I'm good, baby.
My bad.
How are you?
All right, I'm good. But, hey, but anyway, we got 10 seconds, so y'all have a nice evening. Hold on.
You as well.
Hold on. I can't. There you go.
Man,
I need music to talk. I need music to talk. Hey, but listen, everybody, have a nice evening. And remember, if Hodge or Hodge podcast isn't on your radio, your radio just ain't on. Hey, good night, crew. Talk to you later.
All right, good night.
Peace.